This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been in corporate America for the past couple of decades or so a rising problem of short-termism, pressures to make money right now, this quarter, if necessary, at the expense of long-term growth. Investors pretty much require it. But get this. In the 1960s, the average stock owner held a share for more than 8 years. Today, it's somewhere between 4 and 8 months. And companies don't last as long anymore either. So, for the latest in our series, The Price of Profits, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on an unusual stock structure designed to bring back some long-term corporate magic.
Here's an unusual center for corporate longevity, Oroville, Northeast Ohio. Population, 8,000. It's home to J.M. Smucker, which has been churning out apple butter and making jam since 1897. This is one of those places where the sign says, "Our churches welcome you."
This used to be one of the original Smucker farms, as I remember it.
Resident Bob Hershey has known the Smucker family and the company his whole life. He's 90, and he has this childhood memory.
I filled my wagon with elderberries, took it down to the Smucker company, and they had a great big weighing platform, and they wrote me a check that said, "Only 35 cents, Bob." I mean, that was a small wagon. Somebody was really being very kind to me.
Down the street at Jerry's Cafe, you can hear about the company's family and corporate values. You see, for five generations, every CEO has been named Smucker. The bosses are known to walk the factory floor, and they tend to know workers by name.
You know, walk right up to people, and it was like his brother or son. And
even lowly contractors get perks, say, to the company gym.
It was the family. And they made you feel like family.
It's not your typical family company. Yes, it began with a Bible verse on the wall, "Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." But it also raised money on Wall Street as a public company from big investors like Vanguard. It's wanted it both ways, and it succeeded, says consultant Dennis Jaffe.
They've been profitable and successful for more than 100 years. That puts them in the 0.1, 0.01 percentile of family businesses.
To Jaffe, a big key is the stock structure. It gives family and friends disproportionate voting power in company decisions. Some call this tenure voting. If you hold on to a share for more than 4 years, you get 10 times more votes. This rewards long-term investors, and it weeds out the make-money-now crowd that might pressure Smuckers into, I don't know,
cutting corners to make a product more profitable, doing things that are ethically sensitive in order to get shelf representation in grocery stores. This happens more frequently than people would like to admit.
Long-term tenure voting has been a formula for steady and boring and profitable. The small number of companies with this structure has way outperformed the S&P 500. You want boring? Smucker's over the years has acquired Jif Peanut Butter, Crisco, a pet food company, and Folgers, ground coffee in a red tub. Huge money makers all. Robin Bolton is with consultancy InnoSight.
They haven't chased the trends like pre-prepared coffee drinks, the frappuccinos and macchiatos and lattes. They've really kind of stayed steady and true to the core of the brand.
The Smucker's company declined to comment for this story, perhaps because there's some controversy here. See, favoring long-term investors means discriminating against short-term investors. Aisha Mastagni is portfolio manager at the California State Teacher Retirement Fund. It owns Smucker stock because it owns the whole market, but it's not happy about it.
It's very dangerous territory when you start treating investors differently. We understand it sort of came from a family-owned business. Once you tap into the capital markets, the economic interests need to match the voting interests.
That's one reason regulators in the 1980s stopped letting companies have tenure voting shares, though they did grandfather in companies like Smucker's. But now, there's interest in bringing the structure back. And it's coming from a very different sector than PB&J.
This is iPhone 6S. Not much has changed, except
Silicon Valley. Powerhouse law firm Wilson Sonsini has represented Apple and Tesla, among others, and there, partner David Berger argues that patient, tenure stockholders can feed innovation because breakthroughs take time. Take Tesla's electric vehicle battery plant or the Google X effort to make cancer-detecting nanoparticles.
They may fail. That's the whole notion of taking a big risk. Electric cars, whether it's through, you know, the types of moonshot projects that Google is engaged in, you want to be able to ensure that those companies have access to patient capital.
The thing is, those shoot the moon projects, at least measured by entrepreneurs going public, are getting harder to find. The number of public companies the last two decades has fallen from 8,000 to less than 4,000. A big fear of going public is of so-called activist investors. They're seen as not so much parking their money as doing an ATM drive-through. Venture capitalist Scott Cooper is with Andreessen Horowitz.
They're asking the companies to take cash and either give a dividend back to shareholders or to do buybacks on stocks.
That is, spending company money to boost the stock price instead of, say, making the next product.
In the tech industry, at least, that's a new phenomenon that we hadn't seen before.
So tech companies have a couple options to fend this off. They can go public and give new investors hardly any voting rights, which is what Facebook and Google do, or they can let them earn voting rights over time. This is tenure voting, the way they do it back at Smuckers. And the whole point of tenure voting is to grow and still stay true to the vision of the founder, whether it's Apple Butter or Apple Computers. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
We've got that whole series, Price of Profits, articles, videos, the whole deal. It's online at priceofprofits.org.